You are listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Your place for English learning. Lessons, podcasts, proofreading, and more. Please visit our website at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks for listening. Today's lesson is used to. John used to be very lazy. From this sentence, we know that now John is not lazy, but he used to be lazy. I used to go fishing at the lake with my brother. Shinji used to study English every day. Remember, you can use used to talk about things you did regularly before, but don't do now. Something that was true before, but is not true now. Some examples. Diane used to smoke 3 packs a day. Tomoko used to run 3 times a week. The negative is didn't used to. I didn't used to like him, but now I do. She didn't used to sleep so much, but now she does. Let's try some questions. Did you used to live in Tokyo? Yes, I used to live in Shinjuku. Where did she used to study English? She used to study with English teacher John in Matsumoto. It's important, the pronunciation. Ding, 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 ding. Pronunciation. I used my friend's car. This is different. Remember, this is a Z, Z, Z sound. I used my friend's car. Today's lesson is used to. And that's with an S sound. Used to. Listen to the difference. I used my friend's car last week. I used to go to the skating rink every day when I was young. It's time for some drills. Please repeat these examples. Used to have. Used to be. Used to go. Used to see. Used to visit. Used to do. Used to study. Used to play. Used to eat a lot of chocolate cake. Hey, come on! Please repeat these sentences. I used to be very fit and healthy. They used to come over for dinner on Friday evenings. He used to play tennis 3 times a week. Susan used to be very shy. Now she's very sociable. New word. Sociable means friendly and willing to mix and talk with other people. Let's try again. Susan used to be very shy. Now she's very sociable. Sociable. Okay, used to. Negatives. I didn't used to like vegetables. We never used to go out for dinner. They used to have a big motorcycle. Questions. Please repeat. Where did you used to swim? How often did you used to read English books? In this sentence, we can see that now this person does not read English books. Did she used to eat a lot of junk food? Please practice your drills. Thank you for listening. This is the end of the used to lesson. Hey, here comes today's idiom. Today's idiom is cup of tea. It is not someone's cup of tea. It means it is not what someone likes or is interested in. This is something that you are not interested in. This is something that you do not like and you do not enjoy. Example: Masa goes to a lot of sumo matches, but it's definitely not my cup of tea. This means, I'm not interested in sumo wrestling. I don't like sumo wrestling. I saw a horror movie last night. How was it? Well, it's not really my cup of tea. Do you think I like the horror movie? No, it wasn't my cup of tea. We can also use cup of tea in the positive. Example: My wife likes rock music, but jazz is more my cup of tea. Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little. Tell your friends. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com.